probably the happiest man in sports in our city right now. That's Predators General Manager David Poile. David, how are you?
George, I'm good. I've been listening to you guys for a while there. So, yeah, things are going good for the Predators. Hopefully we can keep it going so you don't have to talk about us too much in the vein you've been talking about some other teams.
Oh, well, okay. Let's start with this. In the last two nights, have you all taken it maybe to another level?
Well, there's been so many good things that have happened, you know, this year through opportunity, through the amount of injuries that we've had, just trying different people, giving different people an opportunity to play at a higher role. And the coaches have done a terrific job, as they always have. I mean, we've fallen into a checking line that has not only shut down the top lines of the other team, but have also produced a little bit. Like Nick Spaulding is a younger player that's just started to hit his stride. Jared Smithson, who's been a workhorse for us for a number of years, and Joel Ward, they're doing a fantastic job. So they're keeping the other team off the scoreboard for us. They're producing a little bit, and they're giving good matchups to the other lines. So right now there's good confidence in our team. I mean, we've got really good chemistry on our team this year. I know you've been around a little bit, but pretty young, lively group, and they all seem to get along really good, and I think that's part of why we're doing so well.
David, going into the road trip, I guess some of us who are not, affiliated with the team but do what we do for a living would put things out there like, look, if they can tread water on this trip, if they can get 6 points in the six games, if they can avert disaster, they're really in good shape. Can you allow yourself to look at it that way? Can coaches allow themselves to think in that direction, or do you have to totally wipe that out?
Well, I think we all do that. I mean, we're always forecasting how many points it's going to take to make the playoffs, and the degree of difficulty of your opponents and your schedule. I mean, we're going to be pretty road weary, if not already, by the end of this current road trip. I mean, we've really had a big imbalance of home games versus road games, which we certainly would hope at some point would be to our favor later in the season. But once again, Barry does a good job with the players. I mean, even when times are good or when times aren't so good, he always talks about these two out of three, just when, like, because we usually play like three games a week approximately, so win two out of three, win two out of three, and that type of situation, so he doesn't get too far ahead of himself. And I think that's been pretty good. And I think sometimes whether it be management or coaching, we probably do what you were saying about looking at things more long run. I think with the players, obviously the best job in sports is being a player. I think they just get to the game and they do the best they can for that game without looking too far ahead.
David, did I hear this right? Now, you all don't play again until Sunday. Did I hear correctly the Predators had a big bowling tournament today?
I don't know if it's over yet, but because I haven't heard anything from them, and I'm not with the team right now. But it was a day off, and they're going to do some bowling, and I think they had a little bit of a fun. I know they were organizing teams, and I think they all got bowling shirts and things like that. So I think they're having a good time today.
Now, yeah. I'm told that the sleeper, the guy you want on your team, is goaltender coach Mitch Korn. I heard he is the ace in the hole.
Well, I don't know if that's accurate or not. I have never seen Mitch bowl. I'm not sure he would be my first choice in picking guys for a bowling team.
No, in the draft, I don't think he'd have been number one, but you never know, because as I have said before, David, I think it's the one sport that within a week I could excel at. I think if you give me about 40 hours of practice, I could load it up and show them who daddy is.
Well, let's get the scores and let's see who did well. I mean, it's good to know that in case we do some more team bonding. So I'll get back to you to see how Mitch did today.
Well, the point of why I brought it up, though, isn't it important? I mean, they're in a very stress-filled environment, and they have just come off two great wins on the road. And I like the fact that they sort of just say, hey, take a deep breath. Let's have some fun. We don't play again until Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, it's as we know, it's a long, grinding season. The physical nature of the game, the travel, playing these back-to-back games. I mean, it's fun and all that, but it is a grind, and it can be tiring. And sometimes the best thing a coach can do for his team is not practice. Get away from the rink. do something different. And I think, again, they've been talking about this for 2 or 3 weeks as a team building day. And like I said, they've been organizing teams. They've been each team has got their own bowling shirts, that type of thing. So it's a diversion, but it's a team bonding situation. And there's going to be bragging rights, I'm sure, for who won today. And I would suspect they'd all go out to dinner tonight. And I am sure whoever lost is going to have to buy dinner. So it just becomes a fun type of a situation to keep your team close together and keep them from getting bored or what have you. And I think it's fabulous that the coaches come up with these type of ideas to keep it interesting for our players.
Willie, I think the losing team should have to wear the bowling shirts to dinner.
That might be the best thing. Definitely got to get some pictures. I'll get some pictures for you guys. I'm sure they took some. So we'll it should be some. I bet the names of the teams are pretty funny too.
Well, I'm told that Joel Ward's team is called Soul Bowl, is what he named his team.
Soul Bowl.
I think Pete Weber is on
like
that team.
I
wouldn't doubt that Pete might have something to do with that too. So I'm sure they're having a blast out there. But David, I know the theme of the year has been rolling with who's in the lineup, who's out of the lineup. Any news today on Merrick Svatos or Frankie Bouillon, who's been trying to work his way back in there?
Well, Svatos is getting better. He's getting close. That's the good news. The bad news for him is that the lineup's going pretty good right now, and I'm not so sure Barry would want to make a change. But he needs to get back in the lineup and establish himself as a regular, so hopefully he can get in a couple of these games before the All-Star break. Frankie Bouillon's home in Nashville. I think, based on talking to him tomorrow, that he's going to stay in Nashville and not play the last 3 games of this road trip. I think, based on what's happened the last couple of weeks with a couple of hits that he's taken and a little bit of injuries, that it's probably best to just shut him down here right now and probably give him close to 2 weeks off. And I think, as a veteran player, he that certainly won't hurt him. And I think coming back fresh and 100% healthy is probably the right decision. And the fact that we're doing pretty well right now probably affords us that opportunity. So I don't think he's going to come back until after the All-Star break.
You mentioned that some of these guys who have been called upon have not only just filled the gap, but they're making big plays, like Matt Halaschuk and Chris Mueller has been a great story. And God forbid you would ever have everybody healthy, but then you would have some pretty tough decisions to make, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of this game. I mean, you dress 20 every night, but we know it takes a roster 25 or 26 guys if you're going to be successful. And thank goodness we've had good depth, and some of these young players that have come in, they've done a fabulous job. And just like you said, Matt Halaschuk gets his first goal for us last night. He got a couple assists the game before, and he and Chris Mueller. I mean, Mueller was in the East Coast League last year at the beginning of the season, so it's a great story, and it's certainly a testament of giving people opportunity, putting them in positions where they can be successful. And once again, our coaches have done a great job in that area.
Well, as we get closer and closer to the trading deadline, I'm sure you have to formulate, a lot of these issues that we've been talking about. When are you going to get X player back, and where are our needs on the team? But as you look at what might be available out there, what does it look like as far as being able to pull off the trade that you want if you choose to go in that direction?
Well, we still have a little bit of time, and as you well know, that there's so much parity in the league right now that there's not too many teams that are not in the race to make the playoffs. I think most of your deals realistically are going to have to come out of conference because our conference is so close from top to bottom. The biggest thing for us, which you already touched upon, is our injuries. I mean, tell me that we're healthy at or near the trading deadline, or tell me that we've got some more longer-term injuries. And I think that's going to have a big effect on what we do or we don't do. I mean, I'm really happy with their team, our work ethic. Our goaltending is excellent. Our defense is excellent. Our forwards, again, are really banged up, and our Achilles heel to a certain extent is we haven't scored as many goals as we would like, or maybe as a top team does score. To balance that out, we're one of the best teams defensively, so sometimes you can't quite have it all. But I really like the way our forwards have been playing lately. I mean, we got 5 goals each of the last 2 games. I'm not trying to say that's going to happen every night, but there's some good signs that we're starting to create more offense. I mean, Colin Wilson's got 12 goals now. I mean, he got a beautiful goal last night, and he looks like he's just on the cusp of maybe, you know, taking another step upward in his career. I mean, Sergei Kostitsyn was hardly playing at the beginning of the season. He scored another goal last night. So, you know, I think it's a team that's certainly trending in the right direction in all areas. So trading deadline's about 5 weeks away. Let's see how healthy we are and where we are in the standings, and we'll see if it's appropriate, if we can make something happen.
With Pekka-Rinne playing the way he is and Ryan Suter and Shea Weber, I think it's interesting. I was listening to a national show the other day, and they were talking about the Predators, and the guy doing the interview actually said, you know, I look at their guys, and nobody seems to be even having a big year. I don't know if he was just referring to the forwards, but sometimes I guess where I'm going with this is I don't think people – even here sometimes appreciate how good those three guys are starting to become. I mean, they're sort of evolving in front of our eyes here, but they're really becoming the backbone of this team.
There's no question. I mean, it's, again, you know, once in a while we have a little bit of a whine being here in Nashville that we don't get the recognition nationally. We're not on the, you know, the national TV or the Versus too often, that type of a situation. And I think when it comes to the All-Star selection, I mean, Shea Weber, you know, is our only player on the All-Star team. I mean, I think if, you know, we were in a little bit different market, there would be no question Pekka should be on the All-Star team, no question that Ryan Suter should be on the All-Star team. And, I mean, these aren't just good players. These are top players. I mean, I think our fans know that when you watch our team play and you see how Pekka-Rinne, even like last night, we're playing really well, but there was a crucial part in the first period. He comes up with a big save. I mean, you just don't know how that affects or turns the game around. And with Suter and Weber, they're playing about 23 or 24 minutes a night, and I'm knocking on wood when I say this, but they don't get scored on very often. And they're big plus players for us right now, and that's a big chunk of the game where we're either doing something offensively, or if we're not scoring, nobody's scoring against us. So these guys are the real deal, and I think they really give us a chance to win every night.
Another really tough question for you to answer right now, but philosophically, you know, I hear this discussed a lot of times. And what's the best way, as the general managers evolve, on to build a team and use the salary cap money that you've got available? There was talk about San Jose right now, where they've got a lot of money tied up in some of their star players, and their supporting cast maybe isn't as strong as it's been. Can you foresee, as you go forward, and it looks more and more like you're going to want to build around Suter, Weber, and Rinne, but as they get older and they're, you know, you're going to have to give them raises for sure, can you have a team that has so many resources tied up into a smaller amount of players, because those players certainly deserve to be top paid?
Yeah. Well, it's a puzzle for us or for anybody else, whether you're a cap team or a budget team. It is a puzzle, and everybody and every team has their problems dealing with their budgets. And, you know, we have to find a way to make it work for us here in Nashville. I mean, you know, it's certainly going to be our desire to sign Shea to an extension at some point. Then Suter and Rennie will be the next up. I mean, they're cornerstones to our franchise. If we don't sign them, I mean, it clearly means that we're going in a different direction. Right now, I clearly see the direction to go for success is to sign those three players, and that'll be the best way that we're going to be competitive and the best way that we're going to have a chance to win a Stanley Cup.
David, appreciate your taking the time to do this. We'll see you at Strike and Spare soon.
And then at Sports Fest.
Okay.
And then at Sports Fest.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye.